Why We Don't Have Family Photos, written by Christina Curtin, January 28, 2019. Before officially rolling out the blog, we had a family photo shoot with the wonderful Jennifer McNabb. This was the first time we ever actually went to get professional family photos, unless you count our wedding, because the kids were there. If any of you listening to this are disturbed that we had kids before marriage, I urge you not to listen to this story any further or any other posts on my blog. The fact that my now husband and me had offspring out of wedlock is probably the least offensive thing about my life. And I'm giving you a fair warning to just stop now and go back to the kitten videos or whatever else on the internet floats your boat. I will likely offend you, and I'm about done with that drama. My husband Vince said we don't have any professional family photos because I am cheap, but he just loves to push my buttons. However, I will admit that I have occasionally opened the detergent bottles at the store to fill them all the way up. They leave such a big gap at the top. Why is there all that space? Why can't the bottle be filled all the way up? I know, that does sound cheap, but that gap just stares at me when I pick up the bottle and sometimes I can't hold myself back. No, it's not because I'm cheap. I see people with the cute family photos taken by fall leaves in a field of wheat or by the ocean, and I think they're really pretty. It's just, what the hell do I do with them? The photos, of course, not my family. First off, I hate shit on my shelves and counters. I hate clutter, and dusting really, really sucks. I bought light wood furniture for my house specifically because it takes a good solid month for the dust to show. Second, I'm a lazy hanger, meaning that I don't use nails or a level. If I want something up on the wall and I can't use tape, I slap that shit up with command strips just to get it done. And I don't clean the walls with rubbing alcohol first or let the strips sit before I hang. I am a rebel. Inevitably enough, the stuff I hang is always crooked, and Vince loves to point that out to me. Perhaps things aren't straight because I use the eyeball method to check and make sure everything is level, and I have a slightly lazy eye. Usually Vince is the hanger of things, and he always uses these crazy tools like stud finder and drywall anchors. So naturally, the whole ordeal of him hanging things is a debacle, and usually results in him cursing at least once. Sometimes the cute ocean photo just isn't worth it. The best case scenario for where professional family photos would have been displayed is on our Google Home. However, it feels sacrilegious to do that to professional photos. They need a poster-size canvas print, a collage wall with decorative art flanking it, faux wood signs that say family and laughter, and wall ledges with candles. So much hanging. The real reason I haven't had family photos taken is not because I am cheap, but because I didn't think I could do anything with them. I don't like spending money unnecessarily. I don't buy things if their only purpose is to look pretty. That's why almost all the walls in my house are bare. When I realized I needed photos of us for this blog that weren't taken by the photo pass people at Disney, I found a purpose and function for family photos. I could use them. And if in the future I can find a use for some sweet looking family photos that weren't taken in the JCPenney drape section or at the local mall, I'm totally in. The girls loved the entire process. Not a surprise to me, Vince also loved the whole photo session. Being an attention whore at heart, he did not disappoint our photographer with his commitment and desire to work it for the camera. His poses with the curtains were very, very entertaining. He even managed to incorporate props. Seriously, this guy needs help. It's somewhat embarrassing to have Hulk smash yelled in the middle of a department store. But it's not the worst thing he's ever done in a store. Hands down, that would be shitting his pants in a local pet store after a nice spicy lunch at Buffalo Wild Wings. He tried to walk past me and fart real quick to blame the smell and the sound on me, of course. And that's when he shart in his pants like a newborn baby and had to run to the van to change. That's what you call karma, folks. If only I had a video of that moment. Instead, I'll just replay the mental memory and laugh until the day I die.